Almost live from a very cool corner in Midtown Sacramento, it's the Nate Darling Show. Featuring Ted Sampson and Christiana D. Now, push your earbuds in a little deeper. Here's Nate.
Yeah, but don't turn it up too loud, because my voice will penetrate your brain all the way to the neurons.
Sexy.
Through the protons and the electrons.
Is that how science works?
I'm not sure that's how that works.
I didn't take biology.
Good try, though.
Look, it's a podcast. I'm not Mr. Science.
That's another podcast, I'm sure.
It is.
There probably exists.
There's got to be a science podcast. Hey, welcome back, everybody.
Hey.
Hope y'all had a great Thanksgiving, all you out there in podcast listener land. That's not really a place.
It could be.
Could be.
It's the world.
Ooh.
Assignment the world. I was retweeted and had a tweet favorited by someone in Belize City on Sunday. I was very excited.
Wow.
I know. It was about Boardwalk Empire. So Boardwalk Empire is apparently very big with this one person in Belize.
It's huge in Belize. It's bigger in Nicaragua, which few people know.
Well, you have to pronounce it properly. Nicaragua.
I don't think that's it either.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I've seen the hammer. They actually have Nicaraguan carpenter slash actor Oswaldo.
Nicaragua?
Nicaragua.
I still think you're both killing it.
Oh,
Killing it. Murdering.
Yeah, something like that. Coming up today on the show, or this week on the show, however you want to look at it, the return of small town news. Are men really obsessed with sex? We play a little game called Guess That TV Theme.
Ooh.
I know.
I'm going to kill that.
I plan to kill
that. Be prepared.
Oh.
Ted.
I watched too much TV as a child.
Me too.
All right.
So let's start out with Thanksgiving. How was your Thanksgiving, Ted?
My Thanksgiving was actually better than I had dared anticipate. I was at the family's house in San Francisco. My girlfriend was there. My sister and brother-in-law were there. My parents were there. And we had family guests, and they had a couple of really well-behaved kids. It was fantastic, and they're super cute. And the only thing was last year they remembered that we have an Elmo puppet at my parents' house because they have nieces.
Oh, no.
So they remember that I will do the Elmo puppet, not do it in the inappropriate Elmo sort of way, but I will do an Elmo voice for them. They got really excited, so they made me do it, and that's a little awkward for everyone, I think.
Well, now, given the state of news lately, yeah, that's
no,
a little bit awkward.
Elmo.
Yeah, that's unfortunate.
Not cool.
Well, it's not really the puppet. It's the actor.
Elmo lives on. Elmo's more than just the dude who created him, fostered him, raised him.
Well, that guy's long dead. I mean,
No. No, Jim Henson didn't make Elmo. The guy who is now no longer doing Elmo, he created Elmo. I didn't see that movie. Who saw that movie?
I saw the movie. It was fantastic. Yeah. The documentary about Elmo. So,
right.
Yeah.
And he made, right? I mean,
he made Elmo. He designed Elmo. And yeah, but you know.
And he brought Elmo down with him.
Yeah.
Or
Elmo. Allegedly.
Good to put the allegedly in there.
Well, you know, there was the one claim, and then it was retracted, and then it was reinstated, and then somebody else who likes to walk around shirtless all the time had one. So I don't know what's going on.
Mm.
So I prefer to move past it. Christiana, how was your Thanksgiving? Oh, more importantly, how did Rob love the spa?
He liked it.
Did he have
did
any
like
inkling
it.
That it was happening?
He did like. Well, he did and he didn't. He knew something was like coming. He didn't know what it was. And then actually, apparently I had told I talked to my parents probably close to every day,
mm-hmm.
one or the other of them. And I think I told my dad it was this, we were doing this, would he mind watching the kid Wednesday morning? And that was going to be a surprise. I don't know that he transferred that information to my mom.
Mm-hmm.
And so the night before, when I had already gone to bed, my mom made some comment like, oh, well, tomorrow when you're at the spa. And then Rob was like, what are you talking about me?
Right.
And then he came in and he was like, I think I heard something I wasn't supposed to hear. So I said, yeah, you're going there. But he didn't know like what, you know, was going to happen at the spa. So
like a happy,
it was still kind of a surprise. So it kind of ruined like my mom's day. Cause now she has new source of mom type guilt and she was mad at my dad for me. But anyway, but it went really well. It was such a nice place. Plug any of Southern California residents, Dubonnet Spa. They're not paying me to say this, but they're fantastic. And they have like a little private outside patio
Ooh.
Garden. And we had like a gazebo side by side massage thing. It was awesome.
Is this in Orange County?
No.
Really?
No. It's okay. It's in Torrance. Actually, technically Lomita, home of the train museum.
Oh,
but
well,
not the big one in Sacramento. A different one.
A train museum.
Not the train museum.
South Bay Love. But it was great. It was nice. We both managed to stay awake for the duration of the massage, which is not easy when you are overtired from raising a child. Usually you get really relaxed and you're like, don't fall asleep. You need to stay. What? So it was good.
Yeah. I think if you're a guy, the conversation in your head goes a little differently, but, other than that, how was the rest of your Thanksgiving?
It was good. We went to Knott's Berry Farm, which is not Disneyland, but still adorable.
Did you bring back any preserves?
I didn't. I wanted some like boysenberry jam, but I didn't get any. We had some pancake mix.
Here's the tip for everybody. If you live in California, you can get most of that at just the grocery store.
Or like Marshall's.
Yeah, same place, same stuff.
Jelly or Knott's Berry jelly specifically?
Knott's Berry jelly.
Farm. Is it really Knott's Berry Farm boysenberry? It's like their thing. They started as They started as a berry farm, and then they branched out and started serving chicken dinners, which were super popular.
Mm-hmm.
And so people were waiting in line so long, Mr. Knott's literally decided there should be something for them to do while they were waiting a long time for chicken dinner. So he put in a couple like rides and a couple of games, and then from there grew a theme park. And now it's not owned by the Knott's family anymore. It's kind of not the same. They've taken a lot of it used to be closer to Disneyland, like the caliber of the rides, but then they took out a bunch of stuff and put in roller coasters and tried to, I think, make it more on a par with like Magic Mountain and get that thrill-seeking crowd.
Yeah, well, so the company that owns them is the company that owns a lot of big roller coaster parks like
Cedar,
in the Midwest.
It's Cedar Fair, I think.
But yeah, ever since Don Knotts passed away, the place has not been the same.
Terrible. Ghost of Mr. Chicken Haunted.
Ron Knotts.
Does anyone know who Don Knotts is?
Everybody knows who Don Knotts is.
We used to write a column in my college paper called Random Don Knotts Sightings. He was all over our town. It was weird.
Oh.
He was not there.
It was one of those weird things. And I spent Thanksgiving. I went to Salinas and hung out with my pal Hootie and his new wife, Mrs. Hootie. And she made a lovely Thanksgiving dinner. So thank you, Amy, for making a wonderful turkey. I got there, the turkey was brining.
Nice. Ooh. Oh, that's good.
Yeah, the turkey was brining, and the best piece of turkey I've had in a long time. It was a piece of white meat with the skin still attached, and it was so good.
We had a celebration field roast, which is a vegan loaf with cranberry inside, and it was en croûte, which means it's breaded. En croûte.
Did you not have any actual turkey as well?
There was turkey. It was me and my girlfriend.
The Becca plate on the side.
My mom was actually nice. She made a vegan stuffing, and she's very vegan friendly.
That's good.
Yeah, it's nice. So,
that just means your mom likes your girlfriend.
Yes,
which is important.
She enforced meat into her plate, as far as I can tell. Yeah,
because if she didn't, it would be something along the lines of this. Well, this is what we make for Thanksgiving. If you don't like it, then I suppose you can just have the side dishes.
Yeah.
Which are all sprinkled with meat.
Bacon.
So here's a question for you guys. So you had a brine turkey and you had a loaf. Okay. But the turkeys that were prepared, was there stuffing in the turkey?
You know, I don't remember because I think she did stuff the turkey, but I'm not positive because I don't eat stuffing.
Because that's the big thing now is like, don't stuff your turkey because you'll die because it won't cook properly. We've always stuffed it and so far no death, but
yeah.
You'll die?
That's very like Alton Brown's very, don't put poison and never cooks to the right temperature inside and I don't know.
Fuck that guy.
How many people have died from stuffing related deaths this year?
I don't know, but let's have a moment.
Silence.
Moment of silence for all
we
of you
do. We bag our turkey, which I'm not sure if that's like old school or
like you catch your own turkey.
Trash. No,
bag that bird.
cook it in a bag.
Okay, sorry. I'm a vegan.
No, we cook it in an oven bag, which is great.
Ooh,
highly recommend it.
Wait, you don't like stuffing?
No, I'm not a stuffing guy.
That's weird.
Interesting. What do you?
Sorry,
it's okay. You say eat the turkey in the.
I don't think it's okay.
Turkey,
I don't know why you forgive so fast.
Turkey, potatoes, whatever. But I mean, you know, it's a turkey day, so you eat a big pile of turkey and you eat some potatoes and some other stuff, and you
eat stuffing.
Delicious
stuffing.
Because that's what you really need is to fill yourself up with bread product.
Stuffing's so good
and such.
It is good.
I mean, if you like it, that's great. I have no quarrel with it. It's just not my thing.
I more than like it. We had a long-standing relationship.
And I capped my Thanksgiving by going to see the new James Bond film, Skyfall.
Oh, no.
Oh, fantastic. Was it good?
Don't tell me what happens.
I won't tell you. I'm not going to spoil it for people. The movie's just out for a little bit. I will say this. Before I saw it, I had only seen about a 30-second commercial for it.
Mm-hmm.
Do not seek out the trailer.
Yeah,
if you're planning to see it, just wait and go see it. I thought that the film sort of stuck with the Bond formula pretty well. The people on Rotten Tomatoes tend to agree with me. I think it's like 90% for critics and 91% for audience.
Yeah, everybody like loves it.
Actually, I've talked to a couple of people who don't.
What?
Yeah,
those are the same people who don't eat stuffing on Thanksgiving.
Wait a minute.
Or turkey. Hey, wait.
What?
Oh.
No, my boss this morning was like, I didn't like it. And we got into a little discussion. I go, well,
litmus test, was your boss like, it was not as good as Quantum of Solace? And you said, get out.
Well, you know, honestly, I had not seen Quantum of Solace.
Don't.
That's what I've heard.
Right.
He liked Quantum of Solace a lot.
Okay, that's all I need to know.
One of his big complaints was they only gave, and this isn't a spoiler because it was in this 30-second commercial I saw.
Which
they
you
only,
shouldn't see.
The only gadget that James Bond got was the gun that only he can shoot.
Oh.
Yeah, it's not gadget.
Right.
Anymore.
But they've been moving away from gadgets for a while now. The
realism.
Q,
I blame Batman.
Yeah, well, the whole thing is like, well, Q is now going to be this. Q's now just a nerd in an oversized jacket with a laptop. He doesn't.
Aren't we all?
I don't know.
Isn't that Doctor Who?
Doctor Q.
My girlfriend and I saw Life of Pi. I highly recommend it. So fantastic.
It?
Gorgeous.
I saw your Facebook post about that.
It was stunning. Just the CGI was fantastic. I couldn't tell where real tiger ended and CGI began.
Well, oh, you know, I saw some good CGI this weekend.
Twilight?
I did. We didn't mean to. We were going to go see the James Bond movie,
right,
which Rob was like, and I was excited about too. And we should have pre-purchased our tickets because everybody goes to the movies like Friday after Thanksgiving, right?
Right.
And everyone did, and they only had it in one theater, and so it was sold out. And I'm like, well, what are we going to do now? We can't go home. We've got somebody watching the kid.
We have time. We must see something.
So we saw Twilight, and we've watched all the other ones, but as hate viewing,
right?
Because the other ones are so bad. I actually really do recommend getting a cheap bottle of wine and just snarking and throwing crap at the television because they're so bad, nothing happens. But this one was actually kind of good.
Oh.
But you have to like pay the toll to get there. You need to watch all the other terrible stuff where nothing happens. Hours and hours of film where nothing happens. Teens just staring at each other and moping, which I do anyway.
Yeah, I can just go to the mall and get that free.
Exactly. But this is like, it's just so bad. Cat. It's so bad, but this last one had some like decent fight scenes and something actually happened.
Right.
So it was kind of worth all the other hours of terrible, terrible product.
Yeah, the sound you just heard in the background was my cat Ace got over in with the speakers for my, I have computer speakers hooked up for my TV and my entertainment system, and he basically yanked on a wire, which caused that big sound they heard.
He hates Twilight, probably.
It could be.
He's got good taste.
It could be. One of my coworkers also said he went to see Twilight this weekend because his wife is super into the books, and he basically explained that it was him doing that dutiful husband thing.
Mm-hmm.
Because, you know, you put in a little time of pain because that's the thing to do.
Right.
And then I reminded him, because, of course, he knows this, but as a guy, if you do put in that time of pain, you can never say, hey, but I went and did this for you, because that immediately wipes out any credit that you might have had.
That's true.
It does, because it's like, oh, well, that's you wanted true. Credit for going and seeing that? You just took it.
That's true.
It's all over now.
There were I appreciated that. I think we went far enough from the premiere of the movie that I've got a cat on me now. Listeners can't see this, but we're having a moment.
I can see it.
Cat has kind of sharp claws.
He does.
But we'd seen it far enough from the premiere that we weren't in the theater filled with twihards.
Right.
So some of the more laughable moments, other people also laughed with.
They were the other people who couldn't get in to see James Bond.
Yeah, exactly.
Oh, that's
and so
sad.
It was kind of, but it was nice because there was a certain camaraderie among the sad sacks who couldn't just fandango their damn way into the movie they wanted to see.
So before Thanksgiving, Formula One returned to the United States.
Woo!
Yay!
Watched it.
In Austin, Texas. I love that track.
Good.
That
is, I know.
My favorite track is the one in Brazil, which was the last race, which just happened this past weekend.
Because, oh crap, I missed it. Wait, who won?
The race or the championship? Yeah, they came.
Oh man,
it was a good race too. Should I not ruin it for
you? Maybe I'll find a rebroadcast.
Yeah, it'll probably be on because it's the last race that'll ever be on Speed. At least for Formula One, because they're going to NBC Sportsnet next year. But
no, it's special Sportsnet, so I still have to keep the higher cable.
I don't know where it is, but you'll
bogus.
Yeah, you'll figure it out. The
Ted doesn't.
This
do
is
racing.
NASCAR, right?
No,
they turn both left and right with this.
This is the fancy people racing.
Oh,
yeah. The thing about Austin was they had all of these celebrities showed up, like Matt LeBlanc and
And McDreamy from Grey's Anatomy.
They're all showing up there.
Thanks, Patrick Dempsey, for the voiceovers.
But the reason I love that, I love Brazil and I love this track too, because you have changes in elevation, and changes in elevation come very close to apexes of corners, which I think is fantastic.
It was amazing. The course was so interesting.
And the S-curves.
There was some shit going down.
To explain to Ted, anybody who has no idea what we're talking about.
It goes up and down and left and right and really hard lefts and really hard rights.
Ooh.
Yeah, so when you're making like one of the corners, you're not just turning, it goes downhill too.
Mm-hmm.
Whereas like if you're on a NASCAR oval, everything is banked and it's just kind of dull.
It translates to
It sounds like fun.
Yeah, it's a blast to watch. And
it was very Spa. They just need to plant some trees, and it'll be as interesting as Spa. Because I like the courses where there's something like Monaco or, you know.
Well, I mean, they did just bulldoze it out in Texas. They didn't have time to really do a whole lot else. The track was finished like a month and a half ago.
I don't think really the asphalt was dry.
But Texas was such a big hit that Michael Schumacher, racing legend, he... First time in Texas, apparently, decided to buy a giant ranch just north of Dallas. That's how much money he has. He goes, you know what? I'm going to buy a ranch north of Dallas.
Yeah.
It has stables for 36 horses.
Why not?
However, he's not going to live there.
He's like, his wife likes horses, so I got to buy her a ranch.
Dude has more money.
He has a lot of money.
He had a ton of money before. He was making, what, like 40, 50 million a year?
Yeah, probably.
In the late 90s to early 2000s. And then he retired for 3 years, worked as a consultant, came back, and has just been making piles of money.
Right. Even for not being great.
Yeah, mediocre. Mediocre
at best.
This is for the driving.
Yes. He's one of the drivers. He's
one of the greats.
Yeah.
I have to know who won.
Who won?
Spoiler alert. Who won the championship?
Sebastian Vettel won his third straight championship, becoming the third driver in F1 history to win three in a row. Michael Schumacher was one of the other ones. Guy we're talking about now, and Juan Manuel Fangio.
I would not have known that.
From the 50s.
I wouldn't have known it either.
It spawned one of my favorite phrases, "Who died made you Juan Manuel Fangio," which always draws puzzled looks from people.
If you're who's the saddest F1 driver of this season?
The saddest this season, I don't know. I mean, it's kind of a weird season. I don't want to get too far into F1 for people who aren't, they're going to be like really super bored.
Like me?
I don't know. Are you bored?
No, not at all. I'm sorry. It sounded really harsh. I'm sorry, guys.
No, it's okay. I would have to say maybe Lewis Hamilton.
That was what I was going to say, too.
Because
he was like the wonder boy. He was on the cover of all these magazines like 3 years ago because he won, but it was just a fluke. Same kind of with Jenson Button.
Yeah, well, that was...
Kind of a fluke.
And
good car 1 year.
And Lewis Hamilton, who has been with the McLaren team since he was like 10 years old. He's been in the driver training program. He won a world championship.
No more.
He's leaving the team.
But he gets to be with my boy, Nico.
So yes, Nico Rosberg.
Which is who I asked for. I had a friend who went to the race, and he was sending me pictures of some of the more interesting signs and swag that was for sale, including a soft collectible Bernie Ecclestein doll.
Oh yes,
which is weird.
Yeah, that's very strange.
It'd be like having the like who's the NFL commissioner, like buying a toy of the NFL commissioner or something. Why would you do that?
Yes, but I don't believe the NFL commissioner has been photographed in bondage gear in Europe.
I know what I'm googling later.
There you go. So that was a big success. So they're coming back to Texas again next year. Hey, by the way, today as we record this, it's Cyber Monday.
Cyber Monday.
What up? Less than a month till Christmas, even less till Hanukkah.
Oh.
It's time to buy those holiday
Hanukkah's
gifts.
Soon, right? Like a week?
Who knows? It changes every year. It's not fair.
They keep moving it.
Aye.
Well, they do the same for Catholics. They do the same thing. They do the same thing with Lent for Catholics, Ted. So.
Okay, I feel better now.
They do.
And Lent's 40 days, so you have to back time from Easter. It's all fucked up. But if you're going to be doing any shopping on Amazon this year, please go through our site first. It's NateDarlingShow.com.
Do it.
Then click any Amazon tab you like on there. It'll bring you to the site. You won't have to pay anything extra. It's the same price for you, but because we sent you to Amazon, Amazon sends us a little percentage of whatever you buy. So it's a great way to help out and support the show, and we really do appreciate it.
We do.
So
we're hoping for lattes for Christmas, only you can make that happen.
Yeah, we can do things like we can start a fight club.
Okay, the first rule of Jewish fight club is if somebody says, ow, you stop.
We might need a lawyer.
If there's one thing America needs, it's more lawyers.
No.
Besides you. I mean. One of my friends just graduated from law school, passed the New York bar, and I'm signing an affidavit saying he's not a dirty crook.
Oh, moral character application.
That's me. I'm your moral character application.
You go.
It's going to be fun. So yeah, please, if you're shopping Amazon anyway, go through us and help out the show. It'll be great. I couldn't believe this when I read this.
Don't.
And then I
you
could.
Shouldn't.
And it comes to us from FoxNews.com, fair and balanced, although this has nothing to do with politics, so it is, because these days some women will do just about anything to fit into their favorite pair of high heels, including surgery. That's right, surgery. A growing number of women are paying thousands of bucks to surgically alter their feet just to make wearing heels a more comfortable experience. Rather than not wearing heels, let me find a way to physically alter myself so that it'll be more comfortable.
I was going to say, I was watching the musical Into the Woods the other day, which has like fairy tale themes with my girlfriend.
Good show. Good
You've
show.
Seen it. Okay.
Oh,
so,
yeah.
And there's a part, you know, the Cinderella story with the evil twin sisters who were trying to fit into the glass slipper to prove that they are actually, you know, the right princess. One of them cuts off her toes and one of them cuts off the heel of her foot to fit into the shoe. And it's disgusting. So, yeah, that's pretty gross.
It's become a reality. Shortening toes, receiving foot injections, and even completely cutting off pinky toes.
That's horrible.
Here's the quote from Susan Deming, who's a patient who's had it done. Unless you've been there and you can't find shoes and you're in pain, don't judge. No judging.
Oh.
She had a toe shortening procedure.
Why?
A little bit off the top, I guess. 87% of women have had foot problems from wearing uncomfortable or ill-fitting shoes such as high heels. That's according to those posers, those squares over at the American Podiatric. I'm cocking it. Yeah, the feet people. Sorry.
The feet people? Is it a fetish site?
It's the American Podiatric Medical Association. There, I got it that
in
time.
England, they're called chiropodists.
Ooh.
Wow.
I pronounced as chiropodist when I saw it, and all of my British family laughed at me.
Oh, she doesn't know how to pronounce chiropodist.
It looks like chiropractor, but it's chiropodist. Damn it. Go ahead.
Do they call chiropractors there?
I don't know.
Oh, okay.
Schedule.
Someone call us, leave a voicemail, and let us know.
So this woman... had a few toes on her left foot that were longer than the others, so that...
Morton's toe. It's genetic.
It was an entire size larger than her right foot. So her solution to that was a surgical procedure, cutting about a centimeter off of her second toe.
Okay.
For one pair of shoes?
Well, yeah. That's why. Now with a shorter toe, she can't wait to go shoe shopping.
But...
what?
She said, I've never felt this good about something I've done.
I believe that, but I think that says a lot of other sad.
Then she added, if it's vain, it's vain.
Well, that's true.
She probably thinks this article's about her.
She's
so vain.
Wait.
Now, the plastic surgeons also weigh in. He goes, it's as if they're walking on pillows when they wear high heel shoes.
No, that's the collagen injection, which that actually sounds like if that would work. Because I buy those little like Dr. Scholl insert things. They don't do shit.
Yeah, well.
Lies.
It's one of those weird things. I was just blown away.
I need you to scroll to the bottom before we leave this. You scroll to the bottom, all the way down.
Mm-hmm.
And read me. No, no. Okay, up a little bit. Okay. Last line where it tells us about who wrote this article.
Garrett Tenney. He's part of the junior reporter program at Fox News.
God help us. Quick, click on that.
Click on that.
You can get more information.
This is the real story.
Yeah.
This is the real story, listening public. This is horrific, okay? So there's some, like, fancy language about...
Okay. This is what it says. It's the Fox News Junior Reporters Program. Inside the program, working to fulfill Roger Ailes' ongoing mission of investing in young talent, the Junior Reporters Program creates a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity for aspiring broadcast journalists to hone their skills at the number one news cable network in the country.
Save the children. This story, this trend piece, yeah. was a thing a year and a half ago, so the junior reporters aren't even getting anything
right.
new.
Wait, no. They've been doing this in China or to their
binding feet.
Yeah, they do this for centuries.
But it just, I think really the real horror of this is that Roger Ailes is taking young people and making them into what he's calling journalists.
Well, yeah, he's got to create a feeder system. But he's got to. That's the whole thing with Fox News is you have to create a feeder system for what you're doing
it's
as
like
a network.
The Ring. He has to make a copy.
Yeah, because you're not going to get people coming out of journalism school that are like,
to figure out that works.
I want to go work at Fox News. You're not going to get that. It's going to be a huge minority because most people who go to journalism school, despite what people will try
don't
and tell
get a
you,
job.
Well, they don't get a job. But they're more interested in uncovering facts rather than pushing forth an agenda one way or another. So, yeah, it's the Fox Junior Reporters Program. Check it out.
NPR, people, NPR. No, I know it's for hippies.
It is. It really is. Now, Anderson Cooper, he's not a junior reporter anywhere. He's demand. He was dodging bombs over in Gaza during the latest Palestinian-Israeli conflict.
Third rail. Every time, like, I cringe every time I read something that's about the current conflict over there because
oh okay
then you get into the comment section and it just goes oh, it I'm, goes
I don't like it either
it goes bad.
It's not as simple as people seem to think
it
is
bad.
Well this he
I don't think.
He's over there and of course
either.
He's on Twitter and people tweet things to people and when you do that they can see what you say especially if you send it to them so
yeah,
so,
that works.
So this guy who
on
is
a public website
who is what? Just He's using the name Sergeant Major USMC and at retire Leo, whatever that is. Didn't Cooper admit he was gay? If so, let the Palestinians know and see what happens.
Yeah.
To which Anderson Cooper replied, wow, tough words from an anonymous internet troll. Why not use your name and photo, coward?
Oh.
Have some more Fritos and keep typing.
Oh, snap.
Why?
I know.
Okay.
Also, why does he have to besmirch Fritos? They're tasty.
Why does he have to respond to every troll out on Twitter? That's my question.
Well, so then there's more stuff. He tweeted, 4 rockets just fired from near media center in Gaza City, the same media center building hit by 3 IDF missiles earlier today. Now, someone named Pamela Weiss, who does use her name
sounds,
and her picture.
She sounds Jewish. Weiss is a Jewish name, I think.
She,
I don't know.
She tweets, at Anderson Cooper, report a fair story. Report facts. Why not talk about the rockets being fired from Gaza? Hashtag losing credibility. To which he then replies, @Pamela_Weiss, perhaps spend less time tweeting about coconut flan and more time actually following the news. Because not only did he reply to that, he went to her page and found her tweets about making coconut flan.
Time well spent, Anderson. Time well spent.
Look, if you're in a war, are you going to shit on Anderson Cooper? He's taking time out of a war zone to go ahead and take these people down a peg.
Sure
no
she...
winners. No winners.
No winners.
No winners.
When you feed the trolls?
No winners. No winners in any of this. Both, like, I it kind of terrifies me. You can go to both the Israeli Defense Forces and, I don't know if it's actually called, like, you know, @Hamas.com or whatever, but but both sides have their own Facebook and Twitter account.
Yeah, they do. Why not?
And what would have been dropping leaflets from an airplane in World War II with all the propaganda now is digitized and
sure.
memified, and it's just I don't see why everyone can't look at that and go like, wow, war is not the answer, because it just makes us all sound dumb on social media.
You're right. There's no difference between Hamas and, say, Keith Lowell Jensen. Really,
that's true.
It is. What? I mean, if you really think about it, it's true.
One believes in God.
That's right.
Well, they're both very passionate about their
Their belief or lack thereof.
I bet that other lady's passionate about coconut flan. So
true. And that's this means the only person not on Twitter would be Chris Brown now, because he got into a Twitter war with a female comedian and then deleted his account.
He did.
He's gone. He'll be back because he's a narcissistic prick.
Hollywood.
Finally, in Oklahoma City, an Oklahoma teen convicted of manslaughter will not get jail time. Instead, a judge sentenced him to go to church. Hey now. Tyler Allred was 17 years old when prosecutors say he drove while intoxicated, killing his passenger, his 16-year-old friend. A judge presiding over Allred's case, probably no relation to Gloria, sentenced him to attend church every Sunday for the next 10 years. In addition to church attendance, Allred must graduate from high school and take drug and alcohol tests for the next year. The teen's attorney does not plan to challenge the sentence. I wouldn't either.
Oh, no. It's pretty sweet.
Let's say you can spend an hour a week in church, or
if it was Keith L. Jensen, that'd be like an Eighth Amendment thing.
Yeah, Keith would go to jail and take the rape in just on principle.
Yeah,
he would.
But he wouldn't. I don't think he'd go with that rape joke.
Maybe not.
No.
Maybe not. Not after the first time it happened, he wouldn't. This much I know.
Not when you're the butt of the rape joke, it's not as funny.
Yeah, I see what you did there.
Oh, boy. Where's our checklist? Because we've got like Middle East conflict, rape jokes.
Oh, yeah.
Religion.
Mm-hmm. Pretty much everything.
Fox News.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Got that, Chris Brown.
Oh, and the Elmo.
The Elmo guy.
Well, I almost did an Elmo laugh. It didn't come out right. I can try it again later if you guys want.
That would have been terrible.
Oh, my God. What if Elmo goes to jail?
No.
Oh, no.
Oh, God.
No?
I hope you mean that metaphorically and not actually.
Well, the death of childhood.
He's had a hand up his keister his entire life. I think it's okay.
The actor or the puppet?
The puppet.
You're sure it's just the one?
I don't know.
Wah, wah.
Welcome to the... Sorry.
Hey, it's time for Cool or Tool, everybody.
Oh.
Yeah, we got there.
Do it.
Do it. First up in Cool or Tool this week, surgery to wear pretty shoes. Ted, what do you think?
Incredibly toolish. Oh my, it makes me sick to think that people are doing that to themselves to wear shoes. There's so many different shoes out there, though. I mean, if you cut off a toe, you're not going to be able to wear another shoe you might want to wear later down the road.
Christiana is the lady in the group.
Tool, because flats are in, as I try to tell my high school kids when they're trying to dress professional, you should wear flats. Although, as a woman with big feet, I feel the pain of not finding the shoes in your size, and that's sad.
Plus, it's easy for you to say wear flats. You're a taller woman. You're not a woman who's like 5 feet nothing.
No, it's true. I'm tall, but I like to wear heels because it makes me incredibly imposing, and that actually works in like hearing and negotiation settings as people get scared.
There you go.
Stand back.
You know what?
Cower.
I gotta go tool all the way around. From the doctors performing the surgery to the women who are that vain that they're like, I must wear these pumps. Look, if you have to go with a different size on the other foot, get one of each size. Find another lady who has the problem the other way, and you can swap. It'll work out.
That's an idea.
Website idea.
ShoeSwap.com.
Yeah.
Look it up.
Or go somewhere and have them custom make shoes for you that fit you perfectly. It's cheaper than surgery, and you don't disfigure yourself. Cobblers of the world unite.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yay.
Up next in Cooler Tool, Anderson Cooper for putting people in their place from a war zone. Christiana.
Cool enough. He's Anderson Cooper. I'm going to go with it. The guy had like bombs raining down around him, so you can tweet whatever you want.
Ted.
Sorry. I think it's kind of pathetic that you have to respond to every troll that spews crap in your direction.
Sure, that wasn't every troll.
Every two of them. You're right.
That's all the trolling he got. he's that good.
he's that desperate for attention, or he's that angry. I don't know what to make of it.
I think I'd be angry in a war zone, too. I'm going to go cool because, look, you got bombs raining down around you. You're working on filing the story, and you're like, you know what?
And Kathy Griffith won't stop calling you.
Yeah. And yes, Kathy, we'll be doing the... If I don't die... Here in the war zone, we will do the thing.
New Year's Eve,
it'll be fine. Yeah, leave your boobs in, please. I don't want to see them again. It's fine. Don't do that. The fact that he took the time to fact check and go back and check on her coconut flan, that's just so effing cool. Because that means he's a real reporter. He does research. Thus, not at Fox News.
He's creepy.
There you go. And finally, in Cooler Tool... A judge using alternative sentencing, like go to church for 10 years. Ted, cool or tool?
Well, you know what? I'm going to say coolish because I like the idea of alternative sentencing because I think sending a kid that young to jail is just going to ruin his life. I don't know if church is the best way to go about fixing that person's life.
Have you been to Oklahoma?
No, thank God. No offense to anyone who lives in Oklahoma. I'm sure it's lovely, but it's not for me.
No, they don't take kindly to your kind around there.
NPR listeners and Jews.
It's cool because it probably is culturally appropriate for that area and will actually stand a shot at rehabilitating. He probably feels bad anyway, but I'm a defense attorney, so this is
you're evil.
It's my bias. I'm not evil.
I'm sorry.
Damn the man. Ted, NPR listener, come on.
Sorry.
See, this one really tore me because I like alternative sentencing. I really do. I like it when people are sort of made to see the consequence of what they do rather than just be punished for it. But at the same time, I don't think using church as a weapon or a form of quote unquote punishment
if you go to like alcohol counseling classes or something. I mean, it's just counseling in a different form.
Well, yes and no. I mean, but well, which church?
Probably repentant.
I'm sure. But which church can he go to if he suddenly decides that he wants to be a Muslim? Is that okay if he goes to a mosque or does he have to keep going? So, I mean, these are the things. So, you know, ultimately, cool, because it doesn't clog up the jail system with somebody who probably isn't going to be a danger to anybody else. So that's Cooler Tool. Yay.
Woo!
It's our first Cooler Tool is a grouping. Now, this guy could have made Cooler Tool this week because this sort of blew my mind. You guys watch 2.5 Men ever?
Never.
Ever?
Not once.
I've seen it.
Okay.
I know it's still on the air until today's.
I don't like it.
Well, the half man, played by Angus T. Jones, he's 19 years old now, and he has spoken out against the CBS sitcom, and it's probably not going to be good. Now, I must first say that I have a friend, former coworker, actually former intern, who works for Chuck Lorre, and I have not talked to her since the story broke, so it'll be really interesting to hear. But it's going to be really uncomfortable after the holiday break that they're on right now, because this is what he's saying. If you watch 2.5 Men, please stop watching 2.5 Men. It's a video on YouTube posted by the Forerunner 777 in which he discusses his Christian faith. He says, I'm on 2.5 Men and I don't want to be on it. Please stop watching it. Please stop filling your head with filth. People say it's just entertainment, he continues. Do some research on the effects of television in your brain, and I promise you, you'll have a decision to make when it comes to what you watch on television. It's bad news.
Well, I agree no one should watch that show.
He's just trying to get out of his contract.
Well,
yeah.
But no, maybe not.
I feel bad for this kid. I mean, he's been on the show since he was 9. He had to go through puberty, like weight gain, weight loss, growing up, all on the show in what couldn't have been really the best environment possible.
But Charlie Sheen was there.
He was paid roughly $1.2 million a season back from 2008. And
oh,
yeah, he continues, a lot of people don't like to think about how deceptive the enemy is. There's no playing around when it comes to eternity. People will see
enemy
us
is the devil.
And be like, I can be Christian and be on a show like 2.5 Men. You can't. You cannot be a true God-fearing person and be on a television show like that.
Probably
I know I can't.
True. Probably true.
It's probably true.
He concludes, I'm not okay with what I'm learning about what the Bible says about being on that television show. You go all or nothing. I don't remember in my entire 12 years of Catholic school training anything about 2.5 Men in the Bible. Was that like in Deuteronomy?
I think it was. I don't know anything about the show. What are they doing in that show that's bad?
Well,
womanizing?
Yeah, probably. Yeah, probably all that.
Premarital, extramarital sex,
okay.
Affairs.
Mm-hmm.
Oh.
Ashton Kutcher
alcohol.
Was naked in part
okay.
of it. Yeah.
No, okay. I mean, it makes sense. And he's going to have a lucrative career in like with Kirk Cameron's production company, and he'll do Left Behind movies. And
yeah, yeah.
He'll be fine.
Movies that cost nothing to make. And he's already made millions of dollars at age 19.
Yeah.
But yeah, I don't know. It's going to be very uncomfortable on set when they come back from break.
Sure, that's it was awesome. We'll have to read Chuck Lorre's title cards and see what he has to say in the fine print at the end of the show.
Jesus tap dancing Christ.
Probably.
I looked up Kirk Cameron because he did the exact same thing. Well,
yes, same
age, growing pains. He didn't leave the show, but he did want to change the dialogue and make it less
racy. Well, he did that. Well, yeah, because Growing Pains was super racy. But he had
a guy named Boner on it.
He had a Kirk Cameron had a huge role in getting an actress who was playing his girlfriend fired because she had posed for Playboy before she got the job on Growing Pains. And so she was on the show for like a year, and they were having this whole thing where Mike Sieber was getting married. Jesus, this is boring. But anyway.
Wait, let's go to F1 racing.
Hey.
How Sorry, dare guys. You?
That's for our international listening base.
It's for, oh, Belize City. Woo!
It's for people who like to turn right.
Yeah. Zoolander, I cannot make right hand turns.
So not only does he have her written off the show, he has it set up so that her character looks like a giant bitch and leaves his character at the altar. And then he brings in this other girl who he then ends up marrying in real life, Chelsea Noble.
Right.
You know that he did this thing, and I may or may not have learned this from watching a Duggars episode, but he did. In one of his movies, he's in the movie with another actress, and he has to, they're like, they get married in the movie, and he has, you know, kisses her at the altar. But what they do is they show the actress walking down the aisle, and they show them face to face. But when they go to kiss, they do this long shot.
Oh.
And then his wife steps in, and he's the one they're actually kissing, so he doesn't have to kiss someone who's not his wife.
Oh,
in the production.
Yeah, that's a bad scene. I'm sorry.
Sounds really sad.
I'm sure it was a pretty bad movie also.
But he's just, you know, the thing is, he's a kid. He's 19. I don't know. He's probably figuring things out still. You know?
Hey, I honestly, I'd rather him go crazy into the church side of things for the most part than
Paris Hilton.
Not me.
Then full like drug and you know, if he's dead of heroin, that's really not great.
Well, it's not
an
either or.
It's not an easy industry to be working from it's the not time you're 9 years old.
Right, but it's not an either or situation. It's not like either you go crazy with Jesus or you're dead with heroin.
Oh, true. But I mean,
you know, it's not all River Phoenix or Kirk Cameron. There is a middle ground in there.
Natalie Portman. That's
yeah, there, sure. He could
be a Natalie.
He did shave his head and does look a little bit like Natalie Portman.
V for Vendetta.
There you go. So
she was in that movie.
Man, we've covered everything today.
Oh.
This is it's like Mel and Larry never left, except much cleaner. Show's much cleaner. All right, you guys ready for a little TV theme trivia?
Yeah, do we have like a buzzer?
Basically just say your name and whoever says their name first, I will call on you. Are you ready?
Okay.
We're going to start with one that's easy. It should be easy. Okay.
I love silence.
Yeah, it's the sounds of silence.
Oh, Ted. Facts of Life.
Yes.
Facts of Life.
All right. Let's go for number
two. Speaking of Christian crazy people now.
Who?
Blair's.
Oh, is she?
Even though she's on Survivor, she went full.
Oh.
She did.
Anyway.
All right. Number two.
Fall Guy. Ted. No, Dukes of Hazzard.
Well, Ted, you can't answer twice.
I'm sorry. I didn't know the rules of the game.
Christiana, would you?
Yeah, Dukes of Hazzard.
I'm there sorry, Christiana.
He had it.
It's one
right.
to one. No,
That's
no,
right.
he answered wrong. All right.
Well, what other rules should we learn about the game? Can I call a friend? All right, I'm done.
All right, you ready? Here we go, number three.
Oh.
Sitcom?
Now I'm afraid to answer.
Wait, is it... Oh, my God.
Wow.
I know this one.
I know it too, but I don't. Can we have a clue?
It's about women?
No, wait, I don't know it. No, wait, yes, Designing Women.
There you go.
Okay. Oh, geez Louise.
It's about...
It wasn't Golden Girls.
I never watched that show.
It's about women. All right, here's another one.
Ted.
Ted's the boss. Damn it. I can't see my name.
It's okay. It was who's the
okay,
boss. Give her the point for
we're,
it.
We're still tied then. We'll give you a...
It's more for fun than writing.
I think
right
they'll now. Know who's who because yeah. one sounds like a girl and one sounds like
all right.
not
let's,
a girl.
Let's see if we know...
A man in other words?
Man.
Man.
Ted the man.
Let's see if we recognize this one.
Oh, Different Strokes.
There we go.
Ted said that. the man. Growing Pains. You're singing along and I'm just saying the answer.
Sorry. It is Growing
Take
Pains.
Take it by the music, man.
Oh, Kirk.
Best.
WKRP in Cincinnati.
Ted's killing it.
I have not heard that one in a long time.
It's on Antenna TV. So
I watch way too much TV.
There you go.
I'm just feeling slow today. I just want everyone to know I'm really good at trivia in the office.
Here's one that Christiana may be able to nail.
Is it Murphy Brown? No.
No, it is not.
It's, wait.
Is it a sitcom?
No, it is not.
Okay, that's what I thought.
It's just an 80s TV show.
It's, L.A. Oh, Law? Geez.
It is L.A. Law.
Okay. But...
How much bigger hint do you want? It's a, it has your home city and
that's
what you
right,
do.
That's right.
In
wow.
there.
I was thinking
I
sitcoms.
Was like seven when it was on, but fine.
Oh, it's Benson.
Wow.
Benson, I love that,
that was
show.
A great show.
That was
a great
show.
Was a great, that was on way before you were seven then.
Nah, well, I told, but I watched that one.
Yeah, me too. I don't try got half of it.
I watched more. I would say I watched sitcoms much earlier than I did hour-long law procedurals. So.
Even now, you're like, this is boring.
you're very smart. I didn't know. All right, here we go.
Mr. Belvedere.
Yep.
Wow.
I'm sorry.
That's okay.
That's really pathetic.
No,
it's
not
good.
Really. That's
no,
actually
because of my parents.
All right, are we ready? Here's another
show.
One. This one may be a little tougher.
Oh,
is it My Two Dads?
It is My Two Dads.
Nice job. Oh my goodness. Wow, that sounds like a jazzier version than I remember.
Well, you know, time goes. All right, so let me see if I can find another one here that, oh, here we go. Ted, you'll probably know this one.
Oh, Grace American Hero.
Hero.
Oh. That's pretty close.
That was. Here's one I guarantee neither of you will get. If you get this, I will be stunned.
Challenge accepted.
It's not a comedy.
Oh, my goodness.
Good, whatever it is. It's not Knight Rider.
No, it is not.
Can you make out the lyrics?
Oh.
It's not Perfect Strangers.
No,
it's narrowing it down.
It's a drama?
It is.
Give me a network.
Oh.
I don't remember.
Ugh.
I want to say NBC, but I'm not positive.
It doesn't help me at all.
Is it?
It's about two guys, and there are two names in the title.
Oh, Skarsky and Hutch. No, that's not right.
No, it's not these.
Oh, Magnum? No.
Is it two guys and their names are in the title?
This is...
Give up?
Yeah, I give up.
It's Hardcastle and McCormick.
Oh, you remember that name. That's about it.
Yeah.
Well, I know McCormick and Schmick, but only
the Oh, that was a thing. Oh. Oh, give me a break.
Yeah, all
right. Oh, Neil Carter, where have you gone? Oh, Barbara Benjamin?
No.
Oh, it's A-Team.
There we go.
I'm sorry.
I didn't watch that one. No, that's fine.
Would you have known this one?
That's fine. I would have now.
Oh,
yeah.
Yeah,
you got to get in the first one.
Stop apologizing.
I'm so sorry, everyone, for apologizing.
You need a Nerf blaster.
I'm sorry. I'm doing really well at this.
I cheated. I don't know why I jumped on.
I wish I could do
Private Benjamin without even listening all the
way.
I don't think that's cheating.
Yeah, the only way to really cheat at this is if Cristiano were to lean over and look at the screen.
I can't see that far. So
right.
You could probably hold it up towards me. I would read it. So.
Henceforth, I shan't apologize.
Here we go. This one might appeal to Angus T. Young.
Highway to Heaven.
Yes, it is.
Nice. Good clue.
I don't think I watched it.
That was a callback, y'all.
Here's one that... This show is from the 70s, not the 80s, but let's see if you guys can get this one. I was tortured with this as a child. Come on. Oh, yeah. It took a second. Here we go. My parents loved this show when it was out.
The Waltons?
Yes.
Wow. I have never heard this. Good job.
This is a 70s show. This is not an 80s show. You 80s TV theme song soundboard liar. It's a liar.
Lies.
Cosby Show.
Yeah.
Good job. I'm just going to sit on my laurels for a
while. It was like a particular phase of it because they went through like the Caribbean opening and like the jazz opening.
Yeah, they had an opening like every year.
The beginning, yeah.
Yeah.
And we'll finish up with this one. You'll either get this right away or you won't know what it is.
Oh.
Oh, Night Court.
Yeah.
Oh, that's a great show. Good Good job, Christiana.
Well, it is La Genre.
So. Oh, that was a fun show.
So, yeah, every now and then we'll break out something fun like that to play.
Yay.
Yay.
Just because it's fun.
Fun is fun.
Listen to some TV theme songs. So, I was wondering what I was going to say here.
You were wondering what you were going to say.
I'm like, what did I tease again? Mm. Damn it. This is something that I really enjoyed. It's 17 euphemisms for sex from the 1800s.
I think they're making some of these up.
I think they're all just British.
It should be. British people have stupid words for stuff.
We should have Rob on sometime and ask him about these
things. We should.
Yeah, but then who will babysit?
We should have your daughter on sometime.
We should have the kid
sometime.
On, too. Yeah. She was telling us, she was, like, telling a whole story today out of a book, but getting, like, part of it was really cute.
Oh. Well, you know, maybe she could, like, hang out with the cats, because... You know, just
she could.
Yeah. Cats love babies.
Yeah,
or young kids.
Yeah, they're all about the same like realistic.
She loves
age.
Microphones.
Oh
she
well,
she likes to talk into microphones.
There you go. So some of these I've heard before. The first one would be amorous congress.
Ooh,
that's to say two people were engaged and the amorous congress was by far the most polite option on the list. Sometimes serving as the definition for other less discreet synonyms. Ted, would you have an idea of what basket making was?
Oh, weaving your reeds in a sexual manner? I don't know. Why would I know what this is? Because I'm Jewish and Moses was in a basket?
That's what? Reason.
I don't. That's,
that was a stretch.
It was.
It was good, though.
I have no idea. It says...
I don't know what Moses.
Those two recently opened a basket making shop. It's from the method of making children's stockings, so I'm guessing...
I don't...
Yeah.
What?
So basket making would be like making a baby.
Want to make a basket?
Sure.
Bread and butter. That's one on top of the other, which I think that's mostly how it goes. Rumor has it that he found her bread and butter fashion with a neighbor. Oh, bread and butter fashion with a neighbor. That's why I think it's British.
Oh.
On yeah. top of a neighbor. Uh-huh. There we go. Brush. Yeah, we had a brush once. Yeah, I think I heard that on that show Coupling, the British
brush
version.
Brush with disaster.
Yeah. Wow, that sounds kinky.
I don't know if I've heard.
A brush with a disaster.
This one is, I'm not going to do all 17. This one was the creepiest one for me. Face making.
Like your O face.
No, not at all. Well, aside from that, it also comes from making children because babies have faces.
Wow.
That's so literal. Where I say that. I think the person writing it's just having a bit of fun.
A bit of our expense.
So then there's blow the groundsels.
That's not a thing.
It is.
Launch the stuff and blow the groundsels.
Groundsels are foundation timber, so that means on the floor, to do it on the floor.
Oh.
Why don't we do it in the road?
if you want to get to the insulting
part... very musical tonight.
If you want to get to the insulting parts, like, say, someone is, with a little bit free, go with lobster kettle. A woman who sleeps with soldiers coming into a port is said to... make a lobster kettle of herself.
Is that like a Maine stater thing?
I don't know what it... I don't know. This melting...
Oh,
melting.
Coming in to pick up the crab traps.
Crabs and... I don't know.
That's different. That's probably...
Yeah.
Probably does if she's making the guys important.
Maybe her crabs are so crabby they're lobsters. I don't think that works.
No, they're completely different species.
That's horrific, isn't it?
A stitch is similar to having a brush. So making a stitch is a casual affair, and
a stitch in nine saves time. I don't know what it means.
Nobody knows what that means.
Pretty hot.
Nobody knows.
And this is the Saint George, which I call British on this one completely.
Yes.
In the story of Saint George and the dragon reared up from the lake to tower over the saint. Playing at Saint George casts a woman as a dragon and puts her on top.
Shenanigans.
So
thrusts his sword deep into her.
No.
You can't just veto that, can you?
I can. I married into the culture.
Okay.
It's true.
Dragon culture.
Okay, Moses. Basket making.
Oi, let's weave some baskets. I don't know what that means.
No, nobody does.
Let's go filter some fish. Let's spin some dreidels. You can just make anything a euphemism if you make it ethnic enough. Is
mm-hmm.
that true?
And you say it with the right inflection in your voice, if you know what I mean.
Manischewitz. Oh.
Well, we learned this week why men don't ask for divorce. Why
don't
men
blow the shofar in public.
Yee.
Sorry.
It's okay.
Wow. I did it again. I'm going to stop that.
Sometimes sometimes we do the show just for ourselves. It's fine.
The cats are enjoying it.
One of the things that I found out this week is concrete proof of why men don't stop and ask for directions. This comes from Stockton. Yay,
boom.
Stockton. Headline, woman robbed while asking for directions.
That's really sad.
She asked the wrong man for directions and found herself in the middle a victim of a robbery. And this was on a Saturday morning. According to police, the woman dropped off a friend at the Knights Inn along North El Dorado Street.
Anything that starts with a Knights Inn will not end well.
No. So dropped off the friend at 8:30 in the morning. Now started to drive away, but then couldn't remember how to get home. I've been to Stockton. It's not that hard to get around there. I'm sorry. Less than a block from the inn, she asked a man for directions, only to have that man brandish a gun.
Oh.
He then took her purse along with an iPad. She then sped away. He's described as a middle-aged white man with thin, grayish blonde hair and wearing a green striped shirt and jeans.
Oh, well, that'll narrow it down.
Yeah.
What if he changes his clothes, you guys? They'll never find him.
Well, he's got grayish blonde hair? That's an odd description. I don't know. He's got an iPad. That's what we do know.
Yeah.
He does have an iPad.
Mm-mm.
Yep.
What a jerk.
Well, I know they've got the tracking.
She wouldn't have gotten robbed because no one would have wanted it.
If she would have had a Nook, she would have been all set.
Yes, she would have been fine.
Palm Pilot.
She would have gotten one of those nameless tablets that they sell at Fry's that they advertise. It's just like
the Polaroid.
Android tablet. Unnamed. Trust us, we have it for you. So that's why men don't ask for directions. But the other thing I learned that is men are actually less obsessed with sex than we think. Yeah, the psychologist in England, by the way, says the stereotype of dirty-minded males is a complete myth.
Yay.
Myth. Given the choice between a harem of women and a single partner, new research suggests that most men would pick waking up every day next to the same person. Ted?
Well, and then having sex with her.
Duh. Ted, would you prefer a harem or just the one?
Why, just the one, of course. Hi, sweetheart. I love you. No, so, of course. I mean, a harem sounds awkward, and the tomato lobsters in that mix, in that stew? No? I don't know. Too many baskets to be
woven. It's a bisque. I believe it's a bisque. A lobster bisque.
Okay. I don't eat lobster. So.
In Andrew P. Smiler's new book. Now, that's a made-up name. Andrew P. Smiler. His book's called Challenging Casanova, Beyond the Stereotype of the Promiscuous Young Male. Oh, my God. Oh, yeah. He's a Wake Forest University.
So this is, men are less obsessed with sex with a bunch of people, but we don't really know that men are less obsessed with, like, sex, period.
It's actually a minority of guys who want multiple short-term partners, and that even comes up in evolutionary research. So there, we're not dirty pigs.
What about you, Nate? Harem or one lady?
Well, Ted.
Ted.
Having been married not once but twice, I will say that more women is not necessarily the answer to your problems. Sometimes that's the cause of them.
Mm-hmm.
So I think the key is finding one that you get along with really well, who doesn't turn out to be batshit crazy.
I think that's really the key.
Making that happen is a little like finding a unicorn, but I think it's possible.
Ooh.
Sure.
You believe in unicorns, is what you're saying?
you want a harem?
No one asking me. I want a harem.
Oh.
Of women or men?
I don't care.
Just a harem? Just of lobsters?
You're flexible on that point?
Sure.
Doesn't matter.
Just have them do your bidding.
Why not?
That's fine.
Yeah, I need like a traditional... Like a wife role.
Cleopatra type thing, fanning you, feeding you grapes, that sort of deal.
Oh, I'd take that.
That'd be really good.
Fanning with grapes? I believe that's the spa treatment.
I could just get some interns.
In a gazebo.
Oh, that is true. Yeah, because people really need internships. They'll do most anything.
Right.
Although, here's what I found out having had interns for a good portion of my career. A lot of them are really lazy.
Yeah.
I don't know what this is about, you know, all of this whole thing about, oh, Bill Clinton was using one as a humidor. Meanwhile, I can't get one to do the simplest office task.
Hmm.
I know, right? It's crazy.
I was an intern. I wasn't lazy.
Did anybody use you as a humidor?
I am not at liberty to discuss this. Oy. I'm not going to weave baskets with you.
I feel like if I could do the Elmo voice, I'd be saying
Elmo doesn't like...
That was Nate.
It's true. It was.
It's starting to blow your cover.
It's true. We do. We have to.
We got to stop the madness.
So there.
The madness never ends.
Mm-hmm. That's true. There we go. I think we covered a lot of ground.
We did.
Yeah.
Apparently, Christian and I are on the same page.
Very much so.
Yes. Are you falling asleep?
Hey, by the way, if you're going to shop on Amazon, go through NateDarlingShow.com.
Yeah.
Please. Doesn't cost you anymore.
It's still Cyber Monday.
These cats are starving. They need more kibble.
Helps. Tomorrow's apparently Giving Tuesday, though, so you should give some nice people some money.
Well, and
us. Or...
And the special goes all the way through the holidays, too. The other thing is, if you'd like to buy some show merch... We've got that, too. There's a link on NateDarlingShow.com where you can shop our store at Zazzle. T-shirts, mugs, all sorts of stuff.
Tote bags.
With the logo. Yeah, you can put our logo on anything you have there. I didn't lock it down, so customize away.
A bumper sticker?
Yes, there is bumper stickers.
Magnet.
You can make a magnet. Whatever Zazzle makes.
They make iPhone covers.
Mm-hmm, they do.
Butt plugs?
No.
That was a callback from last week.
Zazzle does not have those.
Oh, we need to.
Yet.
I checked.
Yet.
I checked. They are based in the Bay Area, so anything is possible. But as of right now, they do not carry sex toys with our logo on them.
Well,
I don't know that I'd want that, though, because you'd have to put it on the base.
But they carry stickers, so you can...
use your imagination.
Sure.
Make your own.
Mm-hmm. You can get stickers and put them over your nipples and walk around if that's what
you
like.
That's weird.
That just got weird.
Why would a guy do that? You guys
well,
have
it doesn't.
Hair on there.
It doesn't. It doesn't have to be a guy. It could be anybody.
No, women wouldn't do that. It's stupid.
No, they would just cut their feet off to put shoes on.
Right. They'd never put a sticker over their nipples, but modify their feet surgically to wear shoes. Absolutely.
Maybe for the right sticker, they would do it.
Ooh, good point.
I don't know.
No,
oh.
We don't.
Oh, dear.
It's terrible.
It is.
All right. Thank goodness we've reached near the end of
thank
the.
Thank goodness.
Thank goodness for it. No, it's not. Not really.
No.
This isn't any more exhausting than Larry when he's had some caffeine.
No.
Wait, yeah.
Am I being exhausting like Larry?
No.
Okay.
No.
Wow. I feel like I'm calling out Larry now.
No.
Okay.
No. It's time for some small town news.
Oh yay!
Yay!
Yeah. I know. Let me just play this. There we go. Hey, small town news from my home area of Newport, Vermont. Big news, Brenda's Homestyle Cooking has officially opened its new location on Main Street in Newport.
Yay!
She closed her Derby Road location on September 1st.
Aww.
Now, she's been open on Main Street since November 3rd. She's going to be open 7 days a week from 7 a.m. to 2 p.m. every day except Sunday, when she's going to close at 11:30 a.m. LePage will offer daily specials and breakfast all day. She also offers home cooking as much as possible. I don't know if that means she makes it at home and brings it in, or... If it's just her recipes, I don't know.
What's the restaurant
Derby
called
Road was going to shit, so it's better now on Main Street anyway.
It's Brenda's Homestyle Cooking.
Brenda's Homestyle Cooking, okay.
In Newport, Vermont.
Are you yelping it?
I
might.
She operated her own place on Main Street in the past and has worked at a number of restaurants in the Northeast Kingdom.
That number is 2.
During her career, she has a solid reputation for, and they put this in quotes, I don't know why, comfort food.
Aw, look, she has 21 likes on Facebook.
They mean drugs, you guys.
Yeah. Of course.
Where
she
is
did.
This? Vermont? Newport, yeah. Vermont?
Newport, Vermont.
Every stupid New England state has a Newport and a Portsmouth and a Manchester or something.
There's no Portsmouth in Vermont. There is a Newport and a Manchester, though.
Right?
But
okay,
no Portsmouth.
So I'm close. There's
because
Portsmouth, New Hampshire.
There is.
I've been there. It was
there's,
cold.
There's no Portsmouth in Vermont because Vermont is the only landlocked New England state.
Wow. Wait, then how is there a Newport?
It's on the lake.
Oh, Champlain.
No, Memphremagog.
I'm sorry, what?
Lake Memphremagog.
What?
Yeah, Lake Memphremagog. It goes from Newport, Vermont, all the way up to Magog, Quebec. There's an alleged lake monster in there, Memphrey.
Oh, God.
It's true.
Isn't there one in Lake Champlain, too?
Sure, that's Champy.
Right.
There's Champy and Memphrey, so
you
there's
guys
two.
You are way original with your naming.
Look, I don't name them
Nessie.
Or spot them or anything like that. You just go with a lake name and add an E. Yeah. It's like when you name it, like if...
it'd be like Lake Natomi. Or
like
Tahi.
One of those things.
The Pacific Ocean. No, that's not the
Pacific Ocean. So, yeah, I look forward next time I'm there to checking out Brenda's Homestyle Cooking.
I just liked it on
Field
Facebook.
Trip.
Yeah, we should go.
That won't be expensive at all.
Serving good old comfort food.
Good old comfort food.
Is there meatloaf? Wait, it's only breakfast.
It says breakfast, burgers, hot dogs, sandwiches, and American.
Yeah, American.
Hot dogs.
Yeah, you know what food I like? American food.
Is Capital Dog closed? Do we miss it?
Capital Dog is closed.
That is tragic.
No.
Capital Dog has been closed since before Thanksgiving, and the Tuesday before Thanksgiving. The funny thing was, and Ted, this amused me, but I didn't want to say anything because I don't want to be dickish on Facebook, so I'll do it here.
No one will hear us.
Ted was saying how sad it was that it was closing, and then somebody who doesn't live in California pulled out the standard California comment about, oh, it's all liberals and
business stuff,
veggies and
terrible,
you know, and they just eat tofu. And Ted pointed out that they actually did cater to vegan customers, and it was really all I could do to not go, and look what happened with that.
No.
It's true.
It's true, but it's not.
It's unfortunate. Well, the unfortunate thing is they announced they were closing, and then they were so busy for lunch the day before they closed, they had to close early because they ran out of food.
I just...
And what
terrible.
I just don't get... I mean, if people knew it was... I don't know. I feel like it could have stayed in business.
I never... I have to say I only went there a couple times with you guys. And it was good, but it was never like, what am I in the mood for? A hot dog. Because to me, hot dog's like...
That's what you pull out of a package and,
burger,
and cook at home.
Yeah, you can be in a burger mood. And the food was great. It
or
was
a barbecue,
really good.
Or a barbecue mood or
but
something
I just
like that.
Sort of hot dog is
or
like,
a field roast mood.
Wait. It's a field roast mood. You know what I could go for? A field roast.
What is a field roast?
Quite.
It's the vegan loaf that we were referring to.
Oh, that's right. On croute.
Croute with raspberry.
Yeah. Oh, okay. Because I didn't get to it earlier, and I do have two complaints about the state of California, I want to get to them very quickly before we leave.
Oh, please share, New England.
First of all, look.
He's got a Canadian flag.
I do. I also have a California flag. I just don't have it up.
Uh-huh.
I like California a lot. I live here out of choice. I wasn't born in California and went, well, I guess I'm here. I chose to come here, and I really like California, but I do have two complaints. One, don't really care that much about, but the Powerball jackpot is really effing huge, and California is the only state in the country that has a lotto that does not have Powerball.
Nevada. You live close to Nevada. You could go. I'm just saying. If you live somewhere else in the state, you couldn't get to Nevada easily, but you can go.
Oh, I could go. And then I could get buried in the snow and die Donner style trying to get a lottery ticket.
Donner style. Who wants a kebab?
we make our comfort food Donner style. Yeah, that's not good. So that's my minor complaint. My major complaint, and this is and I'm not exactly sure why they do this, but if you're like on I-5 is the biggest example of this. In California, if you're towing a trailer, so if you're a tractor trailer, or if you're one of the 800 douchebags with a boat behind your pickup on Saturday, you're supposed to go 55 miles an hour or less.
Right.
I-5 is a two-lane highway.
Right.
So you have, and the speed limit for everybody else is 70.
Yeah.
So it's a huge discrepancy, but the people who want to go 58 feel the need to pass the people who are going 55, so they pull out and just essentially you have to slam on your brakes, meaning instead of going 70, I was going 40 on the way home. So I say this, state of California, and your weird dual speed limit thing, if you're going to do that, your weird
That's
dual
not
speed
just
limit
us.
Thing, yes it is.
It's an interstate. It's a federal interstate.
It is, but that it's not that way everywhere. There's no dual speed limit in other places. There's no dual speed limit in New England. It's one speed limit.
Ugh, that's
it's true.
In New England, your states are like 2 minutes long.
2 minutes long.
So what I'm saying is if you're going to have your weird double standard speed limit, at least make the lane, at least make the road 3 lanes wide.
Yeah. I want a 3-lane 5.
Yeah.
Let's make it happen.
Yeah, it's not like there aren't enough people in California to justify an extra lane of I-5. That's what I'm saying.
Right, good luck with that.
So raise the speed limit to 90. Huh?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. How about that? Because that'll do any fucking good. That just means you have to jam on your brakes harder.
Let me get this straight.
Yes.
Did you opt to do the Monterey, like the 152 to the 5?
Yes, I came back that way. I went
Who
down.
Who does that?
Everybody.
Why would you do that?
As opposed to what?
As opposed to coming back up through Santa. Well, you come back up through
on a Saturday.
You come back up through the Bay.
Take 5 when everyone's driving.
Well, who's driving?
Stupid bad driving Sacramentans driving back up the 5.
Well, the whole thing is, I went down on 80 through San Jose, 80 to 580, and this is going to be really fascinating for people around
is
the
not five,
680.
Why,
680.
Okay.
Sorry. It's one of the ends in 80.
Never
so,
go on 580.
So I went down that way. Great, no problem. And when you come back, A, there's a toll bridge. B, there's always traffic around San Jose.
Toll bridge?
Yeah.
The Carquinez Bridge?
No. When you're coming up 580, there is a toll if you're coming back. It's true.
Oh, a six. That's
near Benicia.
Benicia Bridge.
Yeah, Benicia
okay,
Bridge.
One, oh, well, still, I'm still.
Eric in Portland is still riveted right now. So that's why I like to make the loop.
I know
too.
What Eric in Portland's doing after the show. He's fine. You talked about what
right
what he buys.
Yeah, we know
get
what
a sticker
he buys
for that, Eric in Portland.
Yeah, I don't know if it'll hold it in, but you know, whatever works.
What? Don't decorate it.
It's got a flared base. Anyway,
I don't understand.
It's what happens.
I don't want
so
to.
All I'm saying about I-5 and roads like it, although there really is only
it's
the one
truckers
robot.
That do that. Other people, the boats. It's commerce.
Well, right, but it's not that, and I have no problem. All I'm saying is another fucking lane is what is needed, or let the truck drivers go 65.
No,
let them go 65.
They do.
Let them. No, they don't. That's the problem. They don't. And by the way, how many fuckers own boats that have to be hauling them around the state on Saturday afternoon at the end of November?
Yeah, where are they going with those boats?
I don't know.
Stupid good weather with your boating and your dumb California
just
with 80 degrees sunshine.
I'm glad we're on the same page. You sound
dicks.
Sarcastic. Just take your boat to where you're going to go, not the 5.
Yeah, it was just five. It's like middle of the fucking day on
just
Saturday.
Live on the coast.
Yeah, put the
did
goddamn...
you, wait a minute, but we're missing, okay, the most important question.
Yes.
Did you stop at Casa de Fruta?
I did not stop at Casa
What's
de Fruta.
What's wrong with you?
Well, there's a couple of reasons.
That's it. I'm sorry. You take the worst possible route and then you don't even stop at Casa de Fruta, which is like the only reason to go over the 152 to begin with.
It's actually 2 miles farther than going the other way, but.
Terrible.
I got stuck. My first traffic.
Terrible.
My first traffic jam was on, this is really fascinating. I'm
Ren
sorry.
Fair?
I'm sorry. No, it's not Ren Fair.
That was Nate Apologizing, not me.
It was absolutely not.
Oh my God, who the hell cares?
I'm aware of what's going on here, but I'm still going to finish my point. I left Salinas and I was on US 101 headed north. I got about 5 miles north of Salinas.
US 101.
When I hit my first fucking traffic jam. My first traffic jam, which was a 2 to 5 mile an hour jaunt for the next 4 miles, which caused me to not have to have my gas light come on right about Casa de Fruta, where if you want gas,
you go to Casa de Chevron.
Sure,
that's
sure.
Not a joke, you guys.
It's
that's real.
Casa de Rape Me with a gas pump is what that is. So. I
do not bring rape jokes into Casa de Fruta. That is some sacred shit right there.
So anyway, my gas light
some
came on.
Respect.
And that's one of the reasons why I didn't stop there. Is I just
Casa
at that point.
Casa de coffee shop, Casa de petting zoo, Casa de bathroom. I am not making this up. There's a sign.
Yeah,
it is brilliant.
I know. It's all right there
Casa
by the road.
Casa de pumpkin patch.
It's just before you
Casa
go.
Casa de carousel.
Casa de redundant.
They have a train ride.
Is it the Casa de train ride?
Probably.
Oh.
House of
de Choo Choo. It's Casa de Choo Choo.
House of Train Ride.
Seriously, it's Casa de Choo Choo.
Okay.
Casa de RV Park.
So
who doesn't see a sign that says Casa de Fruta? Like, who doesn't stop at that?
I've been there before.
I heard Bravo Cheese Farms on 99 is like that good. So we need to stop at that next time.
Next.
But I was trying to get back for the show.
Yeah, I was trying to get back for the show too. So that's how it worked out. Anyway, that's going to do it for this week. Wow.
I'm sorry.
That's
things
okay.
Ended on a tense note, you guys.
That's no, okay. We'll leave you with leave
with
you with
Nate
some
being wrong, Ted being sorry, me being fine.
No.
Yeah. You know what time it is?
It's Vader time.
No. It's Green Day, and it's fuck time. See y'all next week. Bye.
Bye, everybody.